This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. The Cavaliers took on an old friend in Kyrie Irving Tuesday night against the Dallas Mavericks. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about one of the most important and polarizing players in franchise history, whose Game 7 shot sealed the 2016 championship.
Interestingly, during the timeout, the coach Tyronn Lue drew up a play not for LeBron James to take the last shot, but Kyrie Irving. That's how his stock had risen. And Irving makes this three-pointer, put him up ahead 92-89. They eventually won the game 93-89. And that's sort of the pinnacle of where Kyrie was in Cleveland, and that was his fifth year here.
Yeah, and then what happened? 2017, the team goes back to the finals. Then things with Kyrie Irving took a turn.
The Cavs went to the finals and lost to Golden State. Now, Kyrie Irving still has 2 years left in his contract. So after that season, he meets with Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert and says, I want to be traded. I want to be the focal point of a franchise. And he says, I'll never be that here. And Gilbert says, well, we don't have to trade you. He said, fine, I'm going to have knee surgery then. So the Cavs ended up trading Kyrie to the Boston Celtics. They went to the finals again in 2018 without him, lost to Golden State again. Kyrie then actually turned out he actually did need knee surgery. So he didn't play much that year, and then he played another year in Boston, and things didn't go well. Then he becomes a free agent. Now think about this. So he says, I want to be the focal point, the main guy. So he gets together with Kevin Durant, basically a guy that rivaled LeBron, and says, let's you and I go to Brooklyn and make our super franchise. And what happened, Amanda?
It did not work out.
Not at all. They couldn't get out of the second round or anything. He gets disgruntled, asked to be traded. In the meantime, as his free agents is approaching, LeBron is now playing in Los Angeles, and he asks, let's you and I get together with the Lakers. He ended up going to Dallas, and now you look at what happened there. You know, he's 12 years in the NBA. I think he's made 8 All-Star teams. Look, he's a great player, but he's really been a man who didn't know what he wanted. And it would have been nice to watch he and LeBron go after it one more time together in 2018, see if they could maybe have defeated Golden State.
How will his legacy be viewed?
I mean, to me, it's really mixed. When he's with LeBron, he's one player. 3 years with LeBron, 3 trips to the finals, a championship ring. Made the biggest shot in the history of the franchise. And often when a player like Kyrie, who was the number one pick overall in the draft, he was a sensational high school player, played 1 year at Duke. Kind of when all this stuff comes to him, I think they don't know what they want after a while. They really don't.
And maybe he thought he could just recapture that anywhere.
Yes, I'm going to do it on my own in Boston. Uh-oh, this is harder than I thought. Then it's like, if I get Kevin Durant, it'd be like me and LeBron again. No, it wasn't. And Dallas, at the end, he just kind of got traded there. And he's with another star named Luka Doncic. But you look at stats-wise or whatever, he'll probably end up in the Hall of Fame, Amanda. Kyrie's had kind of these strange forays into political thinking and everything else. And you're allowed to have that. But it also sometimes impacted his game. And that's the big thing. You know, LeBron is obviously taking steps into political arenas and that. Never once has it impacted how LeBron James played. It's one of the oddest NBA stories. It's a what could have been story for Cleveland. It's a how should we supposed to feel about this guy story for Cleveland, because he did make the biggest shot. I mean, without Kyrie Irving, they don't win that title in 2016. Yeah. Well, that's a fact. See, the difference is LeBron James, along with being just a player of the ages, he switched teams, but he always did it the right way. He became a free agent, and then he left. He played out his contract, and then he either signed an extension or he went somewhere else. He never went in and said, you better trade me or I'm going to have knee surgery. And so that's the other thing, too, of when I talk about what Kyrie could have been. You know, LeBron and Kyrie, they could have won multi-championships. It was possible.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator, Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.